I feel like the animals on a plane thing kind of hit its peak with that movie Snakes on a Plane. Am I wrong in that?
Okay. That's a really big example of where that's the main component of the movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Anyways, this is a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, when transporting animals on a plane, you should probably make sure they're safe and secure.
That would be the very first thing you take care of.
Right. So if you manage to make it through the day without letting over 100 hamsters escape on a plane, you're doing okay.
Oh.
This happened on an Air Portugal plane. It had to be grounded for 4 days. Four days?
Yes. Yeah, because there's lots of places for those litter critters to get into.
Yeah, 132.
And how in the world are you ever my gosh.
132 of them. They were en route to a pet store, and you're thinking to yourself, well, why do they have 132 hamsters? Well, yes, they were transporting them to a pet store when they escaped in the cargo hold. Cargo hold, yes, like they're not just up in the cabin area, but like down below in the cargo, like there's thousands of places for them to go.
Oh man, and how in the world, well, I guess you do have a number that you started off with, and then you'll know if there are some that are still missing.
You gotta count them. Gotta count them, yeah. So the plane was grounded literally for 4 days.
It took that long to find them all.
It did. They all, the plane was searched and then finally cleared to fly again just on Sunday. But yeah, it's like, who's the guy who left the latch open on the hamster cage, right?
Seriously. I mean, that reminds me, I did have a hamster, and actually we had a couple of hamsters and a gerbil named Fred. Oh. And I want to say before the science fair one morning, I picked Fred up by his little tail, and then he like jumped away, and he was missing for quite some time. Like it took 45 minutes to find him again.
Oh.
Yeah. They can get away lickety split.
Yeah. And I know, I want to say I had one of my cousins had like a hamster that went missing. Like, you know, she took it out of its cage and was playing with it, but then it scurried away and it went missing, and literally it was just gone. The family was
never found it again?
Well, they found it after it had passed away, but they had found it like behind some big furniture or something like that. And I know.
That's the worst.
I know. So anyways, yeah, this is a Setting the Bar story. Let's not be the guy that was in charge of securing the hamsters, all right?
Let's keep track of our rodents.
Yes.